Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem. Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. Right. Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. Right. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners. No prisoners. 1 minute, you're up half a million in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your Bentley. Are you with me?
Hello and welcome to Turner's Take Podcast. I'm your host, Craig Turner, broker here at Daniels Trading. We work with online traders, broker-assisted, managed futures, speculators, and hedgers. So definitely check us out at danielstrading.com or on my website, turnerstake.com or turnerstakeag.com. All my contact information will be in the show notes. So let's get to it. Today was a big day in the grain market. And the WASDE report was bearish on the grains while supportive of soybeans. So let's get into that. Well, the corn. What happened with corn is that the acres increased, which we knew, had a pretty good idea that was going to happen from the acreage report in June. But the USDA did not reduce the yield at all. So there have been a lot of issues with the yields, with the good. You can see that in the good to excellent ratings in the USDA reports. And that would suggest, you know, maybe yield is at 165, 166. The thing is, though, even with a 4 or 5 drop in the yield in corn, instead of being like 2.3 billion carryout, because we did add about 200 million in the carryout because of the acreage increase. So instead of being a 2.3, we're going to be like 1.9 maybe, just based on current estimates on the yield. So that's not that bullish of corn. To get us down to 1.7, 1.6, we're going to have further yield destruction, and that's going to take some real hot weather and dry weather over the next couple of weeks, which could happen. You know, pollination's, you know, right, is happening around the country. It's going to happen at the end of the July. If we get good temps, if we get some precipitation, corn's going to come down if it doesn't go up. So, I don't know. I think corn's going to be choppy here. Probably a little defensive, I would think, on Thursday and Friday. And then we'll have to see what the weather forecasts are like. And if we open, you know, if they're still hot and dry by Sunday, could be off to the races again in corn. That's the way you got to play it. If you're a producer or a farmer, I would think if we get another summer rally, probably not just making sales for clearing out old crop, if you haven't done that already, but probably making new sales for new crop. And maybe even making some of your first hedges for 2018. Soybeans were a little bit different. That I thought was bullish. I thought when they lowered the old crop ending stocks from 450 to 410, basically because we're going to have better export demand than we thought for old crop. Acres were about the same, but they didn't change yield. Now, a lot of people think yield could be 46 or 47. Some of the weather forecasts for August are the long-range ones, if you want to believe them or not, are looking hot and dry, too. The soybeans in the northern plains aren't looking so great. So, I don't know. We'll see here with the bean market, but I think it was supportive of beans. Wouldn't be surprised to see beans gain on corn and wheat here. Maybe not Minneapolis wheat, but soybeans to gain on corn, soybeans to gain on Kansas City and Chicago wheat. So maybe some of the bull spreads will start working. I know the no versus no spread got crushed today, but we're still at an inverse, and I think I wouldn't be surprised for that to gain some strength. We'll see. It's going to be tough, I think, for the grains and even soybeans here the next couple of days. But based on the weather, based on the old crop ending stocks being reduced, I thought the most bullish story was for the beans. I know world stocks were big. I thought all the world stock numbers were pretty aggressive by the USDA. I think the market thought that too. So, and as far as wheat goes, nothing to write home about for the Kansas City or Chicago wheat. I thought the big story of the day was Minneapolis wheat. When I first saw the production number come in, I think it was 385, which was below estimates. And then the ending stocks be, I think, 122, which would be second lowest on record for like a stock to usage ratio I thought we were going to be limited up in Minneapolis week, yet we were down on the day or didn't do much. So I think overall the market was surprised. I think when they saw the higher corn stocks, because the USDA didn't do anything about the lower yields that from the conditions that we're seeing, spooked the market. And it was pretty much a sell day. So going forward, I think soybeans get supported here. I definitely think Minneapolis wheat gets supported here. You know, if the bull spreads were in Minneapolis wheat, you know, take a significant dip, I can see adding on. If Minneapolis wheat against Chicago or Kansas City takes a good beating, I can see jumping into that too. That should, you know, in my mind, that should be supportive for the Minneapolis wheat going forward. I mean, I actually, and also they didn't, you know, they kept, another thing the USDA did is they kept the acres harvested the same for Minneapolis wheat, but we know there's going to be abandonment out there. So I wouldn't be surprised if the ending stocks dip below 100. If that's the case, we need to export, we need to ration more of the hard red spring wheat. So I'm a bull on that. I'm optimistic about soybeans. I think corn can have a tough time here, or at least be very choppy unless we stay hot and dry. So it's kind of my quick take on the WASD today. I don't think we'll have a shortage of corn. We could have higher prices for corn, but I don't think we'll have a shortage for corn. So on one hand, I kind of like some bullish ideas here on corn if the weather stays hot and dry. But on the other, I like the bear spreads. If you see us, you know, and playing the carry, which is something that we're doing in Turner's Take. For beans, I'd rather be long than short right here unless the weather really improves. But I just think we're setting up here where beans could outperform corn and wheat. And, the big story is Minneapolis wheat and probably the bull spreads in Minneapolis wheat and spread on the wheat against the other commodity products. Let's see what else. Hogs and cattle. Take a look at hogs. It's been mixed. You know, the cash market's been strong. Bellies have been strong. We've got July trading on $10 over August, which I'm pretty sure is a record. But on the back end, you can see the weakness in October, December, February, farther out. And yeah, you got to think to yourself, eventually we're going to be oversupplied and the demand's going to come down and we're going to have to seriously readjust some of these prices in the hog market. But right now, we still got strong demand for the cash and the pork belly. So we're only in July here. We could still have elevated prices for the hogs, but I think we're eventually coming down here. I've been talking about bear spreads. I still liked October versus Dece. We worked that order all week and finally got filled on it. We may have to ride through some pain on that, but I think eventually what's going to happen is this story is going to end in the hog market, and then those spreads are going to come in. So I don't mind sitting on that, and watching that. Just like with the corn, the step first, the March. I do think at the end of the day, the United States will have plenty of corn. So I still like that trade. I think in the short term, corn can go higher. So kind of the same deal. So that's where I see hogs going. Cattle, we're limit up today. Basically what happened, we had some 120s trade in Texas. That was like $3 more than we expected. And what happened, the futures market went about $3 higher. At the end of the day, we may have been trading 50 cents over the limit. We'll see where we are tomorrow. But still some demand out there for the cattle market. So cattle was higher. The front months of hogs are higher. Back months, I have my doubts on. And that's kind of where we are with the livestock market. If I were going to play hogs to the downside, I like the bear spreads in October versus December. That's what I've been writing about, and that's what I'm going to stick with. Cattle, I'm still waiting for something. There's an MRCI seasonal spread coming up in feeders versus live cattle, and that might be the one we play to get some exposure to cattle, but we're not ready to get into that yet. I think that's going to pretty much do it for us tonight. Maybe we'll have one more podcast this week if we can, just based on see what's going on here. But, now that we can see some of the overnight markets up, we're going to be a little bit lower on the grains today. And again, I think we're going to have a defensive tone here for the rest of the week, and we'll just have to see what the weather's like to see if we can get a bull market. So stay tuned for that. We're going to start taking a longer look into the energy markets too. So good luck out there, and if you need anything, please give us a call. This is Craig Turner with Turner's Take Podcast, and happy trading.
This material is conveyed as a solicitation for entering into a derivatives transaction. This material has been prepared by a Daniels trading broker who provides research market commentary and trade recommendations as part of his or her solicitation for accounts and solicitation for trades. Daniels Trading, its principals, brokers, and employees may trade in derivatives for their own accounts or for the accounts of others. Due to various factors such as risk tolerance, margin requirements, trading objectives, short-term versus long-term strategies, technical versus fundamental market analysis, and other factors, such trading may result in the initiation or liquidation of positions that are different from or contrary to the opinions and recommendations contained therein. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future performance. The risk of loss in trading futures contracts or commodity options can be substantial, and therefore, investors should understand the risks involved in taking leveraged positions and must assume responsibility for the risks associated with such investments and for their results. You should carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your circumstances and financial resources. You should read the risk disclosure accessed at www.danielstrading.com. Daniels Trading is not affiliated with, nor does it endorse any trading system, newsletter, or similar service. Daniels Trading does not guarantee or verify any performance claims made by such systems or services.